WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. We're going to get back into the flag talk in a moment, but I got an app chat message from Geraldine. I'm assuming that's Geraldine. It might be Geraldine. I don't know. It's a J instead of a G. I've never seen that before. But I mentioned earlier that I made a cherry dish last night, and she says, "What was the cherry dish that you made?" Well, as I mentioned, Monday, I went to a wine tasting at Plymouth Bay Winery over the weekend. And in addition to, you know, having wines there that they make, they also have jams and sauces. And so I picked up some of the sauces, and one of them was this smoking cherry sauce, which has their Cherry Bay wine is kind of the basis of it. But then also it has hickory smoke flavoring in it. So you get that smoky flavor and then the sweet of the cherry. So when I was tasting it at the winery, I said, wow, this would be really good on some grilled chicken. So I got a couple of chicken breasts and grilled them up. I sauteed them up in a pan, and I bought some extra pineapples and I bought cherries. And mix that in with some white rice. But then I took some of the cherry juice from the jar and I used that in the saute for the chicken. And then I glazed the chicken with the smoking cherry sauce, both in the pan, you know, as it was cooking. And then afterwards, I put another layer of glaze over it. And man, was it good. So you get a little bit of heat, you get the sweet, the smoke, it all worked really together. So that was last night's dinner. Tonight's dinner is going to be Buzzin' Blue steak tips. So they have another one where they use their blueberry bay wine, chipotle, and coffee grounds all in this sauce. So I'm going to put that on some steak tips tonight, see how that turns out. I'll report back. But that's, yeah, that was my cherry dish. Geraldine? So, also, reminder that we are giving away tickets all this week to the Saturday lineup of Boston Calling, Fall Out Boy, Avril Lavigne, the Black Crowes, just some of the acts playing on Saturday. And so we've got your chance to win your way in. A pair of tickets to the Saturday lineup of Boston Calling. You can enter at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. It's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, where you can pick up Plymouth Bay wine. But they just got it out on the shelf. It's brand new out there. And if you are a Rack House Club member, by the way, I picked up my May bag last night. Excellent stuff in there. I won't ruin the surprise. You'll see for yourself. If you're not part of the Rack House Club, you can join for just one price every month. It's $50 a month. And you go, it doesn't bill you. There's no automatic payment. You just go down and you pay for your monthly bag. And if you don't end up, you know, if you skip a month, that's fine. But you go down there and you pay for your bag, and then there's a curated bottle in there for you, along with some other goodies as well. But it's, and the, you're always going to get something that's worth at least that $50 every month. And nothing has been amiss yet. Everything that's been in the Rack House Club in the, I don't know, year that I've been part of it has been a winner. So this one, no different. But again, Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. They are the ones who sponsor all of the ticket giveaways here on the morning show, including your chance to see Boston Calling on Saturday. And then next week, we might be giving away, three-day passes. And then we're getting all kinds of other shows. We're getting tickets for all kinds of other shows. There's going to be weeks where we might be giving away two things at once because we're getting so many. And that's because we get such a great response from all of you that they want us to keep it going. Not just in the fact that we get so many people entering to win, but you all go and buy tickets. If you don't win, people click on the link in the post and they say, well, you know what? I'm just going to buy these tickets instead. And since I didn't win, I still want to go. I'm going to buy tickets. And that's why these the ticket companies give us these tickets, because they know that you are a supportive audience for live music and all the other great events that we get tickets for. So we were talking in the last hour. Barry has an article up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. You can read it for yourself. It's also on Facebook. We're getting a lot of comments on Facebook. I may incorporate some of those in the discussion as well. But as we mentioned earlier, you know, local activist Eric Andrade has requested the Palestinian flag be flown outside of City Hall. And that request was denied. So then he wanted to know, well, you know, I would need more information as to why it was denied. And he sent a letter to the mayor's office. A New Bedford Guide published it in its entirety. But he sent a letter to the mayor's office feeling that this was a discriminatory practice. And so the city, and Barry, you know, asked for a statement. He asked for a clarification on it. And the city, it was actually Jonathan Darling, the city spokesperson, sent him the city's flag policy, the newly adopted flag policy, which went into effect in April of last year. And you can read this in its entirety at WBSM.com in Barry's story, but I'm just going to give you the highlights here. So the United States flag will be flown at City Hall pursuant to the U.S. flag code. The City of New Bedford flag will also be flown at City Hall at all times during regular business hours and as the mayor may direct. Now, it doesn't say anything here about, you know, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts flag having to be raised, having to be up there, but it does say that it's one of the ones that are recognized. So it says the flying of flags other than those set forth in sections 1 or 2, which is the U.S. flag and the city flag, shall be as follows. Other flags shall be flags that are not the United States flags or the City of New Bedford flag and may include but not limited to, and that's key phrase, not limited to, the flag of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, the flag of the United States Armed Services and Homeland Security, POW/MIA flags, flags of other U.S. states, territories, or protectorates. So that's why, you know, the Puerto Rican flag can be flown. After Hurricane Maria, they had the Puerto Rican flag out there. But, you know, if that was to happen again, they could keep the flag up there for Puerto Rico. Flags of U.S. recognized foreign sovereign nations or flags of civic or philanthropic organizations. So it's not up to the city to recognize Palestine. It's up to the federal government to do so. If the federal government does so, then that would have made that flag eligible to be flown under this policy. But Section C of, this is Section 3, but letter C under Section 3. Other flags must be authorized to be flown by the mayor. So the mayor can say, this doesn't, you know, this doesn't fit in with what we're doing. So the way this is written, and at least is the way I read it, and Mayor Mitchell can correct me later on when he comes in with Chris if I'm wrong, but the way that I'm reading this, it doesn't say other flags as if other things that are not on this list. So if you want to come down here with a, you know, I don't know, Patriots flag because the Patriots are in the Super Bowl, that, you know, it's up to the mayor to say, yeah, you know what, we can approve that one. See, I don't read it that way. I read this as where it says other flags must be authorized to be flown by the mayor. They're referring to the other flags that are listed. So they're referring to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts flag, the flag of the Armed Services and Homeland Security, POWMIA, those flags, any of those need to be approved by the mayor to be able to be flown. Not he can approve something that's not on this list. It also says other flags must be flags owned and maintained by the city of New Bedford and stored in its flag repository located at City Hall. So it has to be the city's flag. You don't go down with a flag and say, here, Mayor Mitchell, I'd like to have this flown. Now, that doesn't mean somebody couldn't donate a flag, but it would become city property. But I think that that is, you know, the way that I'm reading that is the mayor has approval of those other flags, but only those other flags that are listed can be flown. Because it says here in the lead into these new guidelines, the purpose of this policy is to provide clear and consistent guidelines for the display of all flags at City Hall by the City of New Bedford. The City Hall flagpoles are not intended to serve as a forum for free expression by the general public, but rather an expression of the city's sentiment. And that's a key phrase for both sides of the argument. Because what they're saying is, this isn't a place where you can say, hey, I own that flagpole, and I have every right to have this flag flown there. This is also, you know, for people who say, well, what is the official city stance on something? So if the flag is out there, that's an official city stance. So it does clarify things, it does simplify things, and it does mean under these guidelines that you probably won't see a flag, a pride flag out there next month. Now, I'd have to look. Barry has photos in the story from when the pride flag was raised in New Bedford previously. That came from the city's Facebook page. I'd have to look and see, was that last year or was that previous? Because what happened last year? If this new policy went into effect in April, what happened in June of last year? And also, I think, you know, there's understanding that, you know, you get a dignitary that comes from another country, as we often have visitors who come from Portugal, the Azores. You know, you want to be able to fly those flags. As part of this. And that's, you know, this allows the city to continue on with the tradition that they have of doing that. And so I think you've got a concise policy that you can point to when someone comes down to you with a request. I don't know that that necessarily, you know, solves the issue, because saying that the city's flagpoles are, you know, not intended to be for people's free expression, could that be challenged in court, like what we saw happen in Boston? And what we saw happen in Boston was they just said, we're not putting any flags out anymore. And I think that even if somebody tried to challenge us, that would probably be the end result of this as well. So as I mentioned, we're getting some Facebook comments. So I'll bring in some of those. Just give me a second here to refresh this. And you can comment on our Facebook page as well if you'd like. And if you're not following us on Facebook, please do. It's WBSM 1420 on Facebook. So we're getting a lot of people who are saying, a lot of people taking issue with Eric Andre, a lot of people taking issue with, you know, Palestine not being a foreign country. But we're also getting people that say, well, then let's fly the Israeli flag. I mean, that would technically count, though, because that is a recognized sovereign nation. So that would fall under these guidelines. The city would be able to do that. I don't think that they would, because now you're denying one side of the conflict. Mary says, arguing is people's favorite pastime. Not call her Mary, a different Mary, but arguing is people's favorite pastime. And that's why I was saying, you know, the less, you know, that's why these stricter guidelines lessen this argument and make it an unnecessary distraction from the root issues here. Laura says, the only flag at City Hall should be the American and the Massachusetts flag, and that's it. Well, I would disagree because we also have a city flag. So I think that that's, you know, that's something that can be flown as well. But Pam says, this is the USA, American flag. That's who is represented. Fly your other flag somewhere else or go back wherever you came from. Plain and simple, get TF out of here. Well, okay. Here's the problem with that mentality. Is if that's the way you feel, then don't go down there and support the raising of the Irish flag on St. Patrick's Day. Don't go down there and support the raising of the Portuguese flag during certain celebrations or the Azorean flag during certain celebrations or, you know, the Italian flag on Columbus Day or St. Joseph's Day or whatever day they might do that for. I know they do the Greek flag for Greek independence. Like, don't. You can't be in support of that if this is your approach, if this is your mentality. And by the way, I'm sure the people who are like, hey, this is America, we should only be celebrating America, I'm sure they had no problem going out and, you know, having burritos and margaritas on Monday. I'm sure they have no problem. Well, maybe they have a problem. Maybe they don't like it, but corned beef and cabbage on St. Patrick's Day. Also not an Irish thing either, but you get my point. 508-996-0500. Caller, hang on. I've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. All right. We should be going into the news in a moment, but I'm going to take this call before that so that this person doesn't have to wait longer. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Sheffield.
How you doing?
Good. You know, can we put a little laughter in this thing about the flag?
Sure.
Okay. I'm 73 years old, and I remember back in the 70s. And that's no disrespect to any nation or anything. I'm just trying to put a little laughter into this. You remember when Puerto Rico all jammed into Miami? They were coming by boat full. You won't remember because of your age, but the people out there in the 70s, they'll remember this. Mm-hmm. You know what the joke was going around at the time?
What's that?
You ready for this? It said, "With the last American leaving Miami, please bring the flag."
Well,
so here we are again talking about the flag.
Right. I mean, the flags are something that people have been arguing about since Betsy Ross sewed the first one.
No, you're right. So, you know, I mean, I just thought about that when I've been hearing from yesterday and all this about the flag and everything.
Well, I mean, how do you feel about it? I mean,
well, everybody should be able to respect their nationalities, the flag and everything. Okay. But when you come to another country, you can't change the country into your country that you were here. We can't bring your rules with them. But everybody's going to find something to argue about. You know what I'm saying? But I just, you know, like years ago, you remember when we landed on the moon?
I wasn't there, but I've seen the video.
Okay. They put a cartoon caption in a paper, the Boston Globe, okay? And there was a spaceship that landed, and there was an astronaut on the ground, on the moon, and there was another one climbing down a ladder. And in the distance, there were a couple of Indians hiding behind a crater. You know what the caption underneath was?
No, what was that?
One Indian talking to another, and he goes, "Here we go again."
That is pretty good.
Okay, so no, that's everybody, you know, I just thought I'd put some laughter into your conversation.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good day. And we are going to go into the news now. When we come back from that, we can take more of your calls, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails, both available to you on the WBSM app. You can comment on this story on Facebook as well. But let's turn things over for a few moments to Mike Roberts and get all the top stories of the day.
The ballot for New York City mayor is growing. A Motown star accused of assault and a former first lady being remembered with a new postage stamp.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. is not engaged in a trade negotiation with China as of yet.
Bessent made the comment while testifying to lawmakers on Capitol Hill Tuesday related to President Trump's budget request. However, Chinese officials have said in recent days they were assessing U.S. proposals to start talks. Bessent suggested trade deals could be announced with other partners in the coming days as well. During his testimony, Bessent said he expects to see a substantial reduction in the tariffs that were being charged, as well as non-tariff barriers, currency manipulation, and the subsidies of both labor and capital investment. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Andrew Cuomo plans to run for mayor of New York City as an independent. The former Democratic governor of New York announced the move yesterday, saying he will run as an independent regardless of whether or not he wins the Democratic primary. This as current mayor Eric Adams also running as an independent and skipping the Democratic primary entirely. Cuomo is currently polling first in the primary with State Assemblyman Zohran Mamdani in a distant second. There are reports that multiple Indian planes were shot down after the country launched attacks on Pakistan. Pakistani officials claim their country downed the aircrafts inside Indian territory. This comes after India said it attacked, quote, terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan in the disputed Kashmir region. India insists the strikes are non-escalatory in nature and that no Pakistani military facilities were targeted. Famed Motown singer Smokey Robinson being accused of sexual assault by former employees. Their attorney, John Harris, made that announcement yesterday.
We filed a complaint against William Smokey Robinson Jr. and his spouse, Frances Robinson.
Four women, all employed as housekeepers, submitted a $50 million lawsuit in the Los Angeles Superior Court yesterday. Among their allegations are sexual assault, false imprisonment, and creating a hostile work environment. The lawsuit also named the 85-year-old's wife, Frances Robinson. The Education Department warning universities of their obligations to support student loan borrowers as the Trump administration begins ramping up collections for those in default. The department sent a Dear Colleague letter to universities on Monday saying schools with a high default rate among their alumni could lose access to federal student aid. Letter also tells schools to inform students any loans not in deferment or forbearance must begin repayment by June 30th. The letter came on the same day the department restarted involuntary collections for borrowers who have defaulted. First Lady Melania Trump helping to unveil a postage stamp honoring late former First Lady Barbara Bush. The First Lady will hold a ceremony at the White House tomorrow that will feature the first look at the U.S. Postal Service stamp, dedicated to the wife of late former President George H.W. Bush. Attendees are expected to include friends and family, the Postmaster General, and the George and Barbara Bush Foundation's CEO. Former First Lady died in 2018 at the age of 92. Wall Street closed yesterday lower as uncertainty over tariffs still weighing on the markets.
Stocks fell in a broad decline with no signs of progress on global trade deals. Investors are also awaiting tomorrow's policy decision by the Federal Reserve. The central bank is widely expected to hold interest rates steady on Wednesday. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 389 points. The S&P 500 fell 43 points. The NASDAQ lost 154 points. I'm Kristen Merks.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox lost to the Rangers last night 6-1. Both teams back in action tonight at 6:45 at Fenway. And the Celtics looking to win game two against the Knicks tonight at the Garden at 7.
Now your ABC6 South Coast forecast brought to you by C Street.
waking up to a slightly less dreary situation, at least in terms of the heavy rain. However, still some patchy fog here on the south coast this morning and some low-hanging clouds at times. So just make sure you're taking it easy on the road in those areas of low visibility, low beams, low speeds. Those high beams are not doing anything for you. Later this afternoon, we stay mostly cloudy, but dare I say, actually get a couple peaks of sun. However, unfortunately, the whole day isn't dry. A lot of it is, but we are looking out for a couple of showers on our Wednesday evening. High temperatures today in the low 60s along the coast and a little bit warmer in the mid and upper 60s inland. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. That's the All-American Rejects version of Flagpole Sitta by Harvey Danger. We'll get into the flagpole issue again, but really quickly, because I know the days are counting down. We are just a few days away from Mother's Day, and you're probably running around thinking, what am I going to get for Mom? And your brain is frazzled. You can't think of anything. Well, that's all right. Stop thinking and just head on over to Potting Bench. Potting Bench Florists and Gifts in Fairhaven, where you can find stunning floral arrangements, fresh-cut stems, lush European garden baskets, hanging plants, gifts, and so much more. And what's great about it is you can just walk in and tell Danielle or any member of the team, help. I'm all out of ideas. I don't want to go the gift card route. I need something special for Mom for Mother's Day, and they will have the perfect thing. They will help you choose something truly unforgettable. And if you can't make it in to Potting Bench Floors and Gifts, which is located at 2 Sarah's Way inside the CVS Plaza in Fairhaven, if you can't make it over there, that's okay. You can order online or by phone as well. So what I would do, though, is if you have the time, make the time, head on over there and talk with them, because they've got so many great things. And they might even know your mom better than you do when it comes to finding that perfect gift. But you want to get over there soon so you can make sure that your flowers that you order get onto their delivery trucks. So Potting Bench Florists and Gifts, contact them today or visit them at 2 Sarah's Way inside the CVS Plaza in Fairhaven. They will be open Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 3 for pickup only. So go out there and pick out what you want, all of that stuff, get it all prearranged, and then you can pick it up Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 3. And help make this Mother's Day the best ever. And without having to use up any more of your brain cells to do it, because they'll take care of you at Potting Bench Florists and Gifts in Fairhaven. And they are bringing you this portion of the program as well. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Really great.
You sound it.
Oh, thank you. So back when I was growing up, I think more so in junior high school, not so much in high school. We used to have an expression, and now listen, this is hard for me to say slow, let alone trying to say it fast. So I have to say it really slow. But imagine saying this to somebody really angry, go fly your flag. We used to say that, and I have no idea. And I've been thinking about this for the last 2 days when this conversation came up. And it's like, where did that even come from? Well, so I wanted.
I wonder. Might be a play on go fly a kite, which.
Yeah, but why wouldn't we say that? We used to say that.
Yeah, I mean, it might have just been something that people said because they didn't like kites. I don't know. But you know where go fly a kite came from?
I wonder if it came from my Canadian heritage.
Perhaps. But you know where that idea of go fly a kite came from, right?
Benjamin Franklin.
No, it's because it sounds like go do something else to yourself.
Yeah.
You say, go fly a kite. Know. It sounds very similar. So that's what...
Well, you know. Well,
it's like how people say, shut the front door when they don't... Shut the front door. It's like the same idea.
Yeah. But we used to say, because Fonzie gave us this for Happy Days, I'll go sit on it and twirl. I mean, I don't even know how we got away with saying that.
I still tell people, up your nose with a rubber hose.
Yeah. What was his name?
Barbarino.
Barbarino. Oh, gosh. But yeah, so go fly your flag, everybody, because it's not going to happen. Everybody's wasting their breath on something. It's just not going to happen. It's like the breath, you're never going to get back. It's like sitting in a bad movie, wasting 2 hours of your life. You're never going
to
get back.
And as I was saying earlier, and again, I don't mean to belittle flags at all, but what difference does it make?
No,
like,
I'm all for it. Have it in your yard. Absolutely.
But whose mind was ever changed because they hung a flag outside of City Hall? Whoever said, you know what, now I'm going to go support this cause.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen at the City Hall. The Massachusetts flag. And hey, whatever happened to that? I thought we were making a whole new flag. All that money and all that time.
I think they're still debating it. It still gets brought up every legislative session, but I think it's still being debated.
Oh my God, it's going to stay benched forever, no doubt. So I wanted to tell you, because I was reading that article about the kitty in the Auburn hardware store. Mm-hmm. Beacon Hardware Store is going out of business.
Yes.
I'm so upset. I rode by it, and I said, oh, no. Now, I don't know if they still are. But, I mean, like, when's their last day? But
I'm not sure if it closed. I'm not sure if it closed already. It looked like when I drove by the other day, it looked like there was nothing in the store, and it was closed on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, well, they had a 70% off sale. And the thing is I had already gone to Home Depot last year at the end of the season, and I bought paint, all kinds of paint stuff, and plaster and other things. I'm going to, you know, do my spring stuff. And I was kind of, you know, disappointed, but I thought I'd make it over there anyways, just one more time, see if I can get some Purdy brushes, because there was a 70% off sale going on. And Purdy brushes, they're the best paintbrush you could use. But if you said it pretty much looked empty, then I guess.
I mean, I didn't like look in the windows. I'm just saying just by driving by.
Yeah, and so we know what you're getting your mom. Do you get your dad a Lowe's card, or do you get him a Home Depot?
I usually just give my dad cash. He likes cash.
You give him the cash.
I feel like I tell my dad all the time, I'm like your distant aunt that you never see anymore. I just give you cash on your birthday.
Cool. Oh, that's funny. Well, you and your dad, you have a good relationship with your whole family, and the sense of humor stays with you guys, and that's really cool.
Oh, yeah. Except my sister Elizabeth. I hate my sister Elizabeth. I don't talk to her at all. You'll never hear me mention her.
I didn't even know. Yeah, I didn't even know.
Yeah, because I don't actually have a sister Elizabeth. I'm kidding.
Oh, I was going to say, if you and you wouldn't hate your sister. You don't.
No, but can you believe I have three sisters?
You don't have three sisters.
I do. I have three sisters.
You have three sisters.
I have three sisters. Jamie, Patricia, and Carrie.
That's right. Wow, you know what? That's right. Because the five of you grown up. Oh, my God. Oh, speaking of grown up, Wareham, across the street, that crappy house, both of those houses, they got demolished.
No. What happened? Was there a strong wind?
Yeah, you know. Probably that's all it would have took. I don't even, yeah, but that's such good news. So maybe Vales will change their mind and say, hey, you know what? Because that place was jam-packed both times I went into Wareham. And I was saying, maybe now they'll change their mind with that view gone.
Yeah, I haven't heard much from the bumps. I should check in and see how things are going over there with that.
Yeah, they could probably use the extra parking space because that place was filled. Oh, and another thing I wanted to ask you. So it's raining tomorrow night for the AHA thing. And I wanted to do that walking tour. It starts at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be a rain date? Because it's raining.
I'm not sure. I'll see what I can find out, but I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Ask the mayor. Have Chris ask the mayor.
Well, I'll probably be in a meeting during that time, but you should call in and ask.
Okay, I will. Yeah, because I think the mayor's going to be speaking too. So, yeah, I'll call Chris. I'll ask Chris.
All right.
All right, so everybody go fly your flag.
All right, you have a good day.
Bye, you too.
And we'll take some more calls, 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break right now. We'll be right back.
Let's never tired, desperately wanted.
There you go. I still remember that day in 1994 when Better Than Ezra topped the charts. Coming in at number 2, Ezra. It's one of my favorite Norm Macdonald Weekend Update jokes. And because I saw it coming from a mile away, but you still can't help but laugh with Norm's delivery. I'm so excited. Last night, well, yesterday, I ordered this new 4K version of Dirty Work. If you've never seen Dirty Work, it is the 1998 masterpiece of a film directed by Bob Saget, starring Norm Macdonald and Artie Lang, where they open up a revenge for hire business. And the movie is hilarious. And I found out recently that there is what they call the dirtier version, because originally they made the film to be R-rated, but the studio was like, we really want to get this, you know, in more theaters, and can you make a PG-13 version? And so this is kind of the expanded edition of that, where they have some jokes that were cut from the original film. So this new release, they found, I guess, a VHS tape of it, and they transferred it. They upscaled it to 4K. So now we're going to get the original and the dirtier version all on one 4K disc. So I had to order that. And then because I couldn't wait, last night I watched Dirty Work for like the 100th time. So, yeah, it's a great film if you haven't seen it. It's so dumb, but so funny. And then because it just was the next thing that started on Amazon Prime after I watched that, I watched Joe Dirt. So, anyway, I've got to take another break here before the end of the hour. So let me get that done, and we'll be right back. Don't sleep, baby. Wake up. We have another hour of the program coming your way.